Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I mean, Jimmy is giving me my stuff today. Beastie Boys, start out the 3 o'clock hour. Let's go. And it's already 3:05. What the hell's going on?
Dale.
God bless.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Limp Bizkit, greatest rock band of all time.
Wow.
What? Come on, man.
Wow.
One day after Pitbull announces Pitbull Stadium, that's what you come out with? Come on.
Limp Bizkit.
I said rock group.
Come on.
Pitbull's greatest rock band of all time, though? Do you genuinely believe that, or did Solana give you that line?
No, I said that, and I came up with it.
Trust me, there was no contact on the 305 alarm. Usually there is. Today, clearly, based on that take, there was none.
Limp Bizkit, greatest rock band of all time. Interesting. I can't co-sign on that. You understand, Jimmy, right?
All good.
I don't think he believes that.
Well, they're more of like a rock-rap fusion, first of all. I wouldn't even consider them a classic rock band.
I never said classic. Well,
rock band. I mean, I who would I consider to be the you're talking about, like, I'm taking the Rolling Stones out of it only because I'm not a huge fan. Like, I'm talking about my personal favorite rock band. Like, I would acknowledge the Rolling Stones or the Who, you know, as being maybe the greatest rock bands, but that just not me personally. I think my favorite might be U2? Maybe U2.
I mean, they're up there, right? U2. Yeah. I'm not a big U2 fan, but they'd have to be right up there. Led Zeppelin, AC/DC.
Yeah, I do like Zeppelin.
Metallica.
I was never into Metallica. I like Enter Sandman, but that's about it.
But you would acknowledge, like, they're up there. They're in the conversation.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. Aerosmith.
Red Hot
yeah,
Chili no Peppers. Doubt. A lot of people would say, like, the younger crowd might say that.
Yeah. I got to think about this.
Foo Fighters?
Right. Like, I'm definitely not into Foo Fighters, but many people would say that.
Are the Beatles considered rock then, technically?
Like, yeah. I mean, you know, not by today's standards, but they were. I'm sure Len would say the greatest rock band ever is the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about this last night, and I just happened to see on the show sheet. Last night, I was watching Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Ooh, great movie.
And then I see on the show sheet today, on this day in 2013, We're the Millers was released. And I was thinking about, like, I almost feel like we need to redo our greatest movies ever's list. Because, I don't want to go down this road. The Godfather, Rocky, you know, these movies, a lot of them from the 70s and 80s, like, there's got to be some movement on these lists. Like, Forgetting Sarah Marshall is brilliant. It's just a brilliant movie. We're the Millers, I think, is a brilliant movie.
It's not up there with Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I love We're the Millers, but it's not up there.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
We do this all the time. Super bad, like 21st century
right
to now. 21st century, 2000 to 2024. Super bad, 40-year-old virgin, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Like, those are the current classics. You think of Caddyshack as a classic. I don't. Like, to me, these are the standard of comedy.
Well, because you weren't alive to see it.
Right, right.
I mean, obviously. I understand. But, like, Forgetting Sarah Marshall is brilliant. Russell Brand is insane. I don't know if you've seen him recently.
Yes.
He's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. You sound like you're from London.
Oh, weren't we going to give that to DBJ this
year? We are. Yeah, yeah. That's on the list.
Right, sure. Make sure you write that down. That's such a great line. That guy ruins the movie, by the way.
Oh, stop it.
Who is that guy?
That's, man, what's his name?
I can't remember his name. It's Ant-Man, right?
Yeah, it's Ant-Man.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, who's phenomenal as well, and I love
him. He ruins Forgetting Sarah Marshall. It's the worst character in that movie.
Stop it, man.
Every character in that movie is great except for Paul Rudd. It's a dumb character. It's stupid.
It's not. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
It's just unnecessary. The movie's so funny without that stupidity. So I don't know why they had to throw that in there, but I feel like Paul Rudd ruins that movie.
You sound like you're from London. He's great in Knocked Up as well with Seth Rogen.
Yeah, no, he's good.
Yeah,
I just think he happens to ruin that particular movie. Now Crowder says he has no link for today's show.
It's just not true.
Boy, I mean, what did you do today?
It's just
send Gelb
true.
A link. You didn't send Crowder a link.
It's just not true. Like, he's on the email as he is every single day. I'll resend it to him.
Sounds like you mailed it in today.
I mean, I kind of did. I'm not gonna totally denounce that, but deny that.
Oh, Motley Crue, Van Halen.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of people would probably say Pearl Jam. Oh, there's Crowder signing in from the New York Giants facility.
Hey, I saw a little day ball.
Look at you. Yeah? Hey.
Yeah.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah, he's cool as hell.
Is he?
Yeah, he's. I told you the story before last year we came, and we're talking to him on the field. It's just Fred, Ryan, myself, and day ball, and I hear rap music playing, and I keep looking at my phone. I'm like, this is disrespectful for one of our phones to be playing music. It ends up being his phone.
That's funny.
He's like, he's a cool dude. He'll sit around and mess with you, talk trash and cuss. He's a real cool dude.
You ask him how he lost all that weight?
Yes.
Gotta be. It was an Ozempic, right?
No. You know what? He said he can't keep it off because it's too hard. But him and one of his buddies text him, "You're a fat bastard," every morning at 6 a.m. And they bet like thousands of dollars on who could lose the most weight every year.
But he says he's going to put it back on?
Yep. He said guaranteed. Because we were trying to tell him, like, no, coach, you look good. He's like, there's no chance. He's like, I can't. Man, eating this rabbit food and working out every day is not for me. He said,
then you start traveling. You get into the grind of work or whatever. How can you not order in a za?
He was saying, I'm sitting watching film till 3 a.m. He's like, what else am I going to do? Like, it's crazy how honest he is about it. He's like, yeah, I'll put on half that weight easy.
Anytime I go on a diet, the thought in my head is this will be fun for a little while and it's going to be great when I lose a little weight so that I can eat it all back.
Well, one of y'all criticisms of me is my diet circulation that I have.
And yeah, because you go through diets and then
it just gets old. Pescatarian, this is the
reason that we criticize you, though. It's not that you go on diets and lose weight. It's that you become the town crier.
Correct.
On why everyone should follow that diet.
Yeah.
And we know that you're not going to be following that diet a month from then.
But I'm tricking myself. being the town crier. Mm. I had to trick myself.
I see.
You don't think every day I was drinking ginger and turmeric juice, I had to do something mentally to keep me drinking that nasty crap? Yeah.
Because I don't like I don't love being the guy that preaches to everyone. Everybody has a friend on Facebook or Twitter that loses a bunch of weight and then all of a sudden starts giving all these motivational speeches on how easy it is, and it's like, you're going to be fat pretty soon. So why don't you slow your roll there, Tubby?
Listen, juicing, I got to 236. I'm 260 right now.
All right, but that felt good going back from 236 to 260, didn't it?
What? Oh, my goodness. Boy, how many chicken wings I ate. That chicken community hates me right now.
Because when you get down on that weight and then you start having a couple bad meals, you're like, what's the big deal? I'm down 25 pounds already. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden you're up 14 pounds from where you started the dive. But, man, it's fun.
I'm not 240. I'm just 250. I'm just 255.
What's the big deal? I was 260. I'm 245 now. I mean, you were 221.
Man, this shirt fits different.
The difference, though, Crowder, is that you fell for all the fad diets and then tried to sell us on those fad diets.
That's what I'm saying. Despite
the fact that you failed at all the fad diets as well. So, first it was pescatarian because you watched a video on YouTube about how bad meat is. Then you went vegetarian. Then you went vegan after watching one of the 35 Netflix specials. And then you tried to sell us on why we should be vegan, even though he was doing
what is it, the periodic fasting? What's it? Intermittent fasting. He was doing that for a while.
Yeah.
And then in the meantime, all his teeth are falling out.
That's a dental issue. I don't know if that has to do with diet. I want to push back, Solana. If I lost 30 pounds on a diet, did I fail? I think I succeeded.
No, but that's here's the thing. No, it's not, because when you go vegan, you're not just doing it for diet purposes. You're telling people, as you did, by the way, you're standing on this moral ground, how bad the meat industry is and how bad the chicken industry is. And you're trying to kind of prove a point that you care more about this world than us meat eaters do. And by the way, if you feel that way, like if you genuinely, there are people out there who genuinely feel that way about
Amanda. Correct. Amanda, one of our con executives, handled Twin Peaks and Toro Toro.
Love it.
She has been vegetarian for 25 years. She does not waver.
Because they buy in. They genuinely have like a moral compass. That's something that they have conviction in. Crowder just watched the same Netflix documentary that all these losers did as well that went vegan for 3 months. And then we're like, you know what? I don't really want to make my own deodorant. You know, I'm kind of good. I'm kind of good buying Gillette, even if they do test it on animals like the rest of us.
I do agree with some of the ideologies of it, but I can't be that morally high ground when I'm eating kale salads and then going and shooting a deer the next morning. I don't look at it in that term, but I do see that, you know, our intestinal past is more of a cow's than a lion's. If you look at it, it's science.
Tell you what. I lost more weight today about a half hour before this show started than a 2-week diet. I'm feeling great.
Oh, I know what happened.
Sometimes, you're never in a better mood than that.
Mm-hmm. They have free snacks here, which is crazy. I've bad.
At the Giants facility?
They said go in the in the calf, get what you want. Chips everywhere, every soda, every juice, every Gatorade, every seltzer, anything you want is in his big refrigerator.
Where is the Giants facility?
Hell, I don't know. I look on my Google Maps to figure out.
It's in New Jersey, isn't it? Somewhere in New Jersey, I believe.
Let me see.
Hey,
you don't know where you flew into?
Hawk,
I flew into Newark, but we drove like 40 minutes.
That was the biggest surprise to me when I got to travel with the Miami Dolphins, was how unhealthy these players are eating. But I get it. Like, they burn it off so quickly.
The calories that they're burning in. Calories, workouts,
You get on the plane.
Which is why a lot of athletes have to completely change their lifestyle when they're done playing, because they're no longer burning the calories that they were.
But you get on the plane, Chick-fil-A, whatever you want from Chick-fil-A, they hand it to you. Then you're on the plane. Every candy you've ever imagined is sitting there waiting for you. Every soda that's ever existed is there. And then two meals for like a 3-hour flight, whatever you want. Like, it was crazy to me.
My dream existence. That's such my dream existence.
I thought you'd all be eating, like, grilled chicken with quinoa. And here I am eating chicken parmesan with spaghetti and meatballs for a three-hour flight to New York.
One year, was it Ed Miles, Austin Spittler? One of those rookies got in trouble for being late to the plane because you had to bring 100 pieces of Popeye's fried chicken on the plane or we weren't going to let you on. And he got stuck at Popeye's and was late for the plane and got in trouble. And we went and talked. Whatever coach it was, we would have talked to him. We're like, hey, coach, man, we make this dude get 100 pieces of chicken. It was pretty.
Right, he was working for us.
Yeah, like, don't find this young kid. It was all on us. But, yeah, I am halfway between East Rutherford and Secaucus.
Ah, very exciting.
Out here in the woods somewhere.
You interview anybody for the pivot?
Yes, Kayvon Thibodeau, the defensive end. Yeah.
Was he good?
He is. He's actually very intelligent, which kind of kills my whole shtick on the show because he really wouldn't mess with me. Like, he's an intellect. Yeah, me and intellects don't get along that well. That's why our show is great, because
you know I'm not an intellect. Funny thing is, I always thought I was an intellect until the show started. Last night, I decided it wasn't in a total ambient haze. It was a conversation Lori and I were having. I don't know. At some point, this is what happens. DJ, they got an apartment off campus. So the lease started August 1st. So all of a sudden yesterday, he just drove up to Tampa with his friends because he's got an apartment now. Yeah. So now I wasn't planning on being alone with my wife till the end of the month when he goes back to school. Now I've got nothing to do. So I immediately blurt out after like 4 hours, I am bored. I can't take this anymore. I'm bored. So I don't know how we decided on this. But we were like, let's go to Belgium. I don't know how we came up with Belgium, but I often consider myself an intellect, but I don't know where it is. I had no idea where Belgium is.
Stop.
I didn't know. Did you know? You know?
Yeah.
You know what countries Belgium is surrounded by?
Maybe not like their exact borders, but I know pretty much where it is on the map. I mean, it's between Germany, Netherlands. Maybe part of France as well, like northern France.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's what surprised me. I didn't realize that France and Germany were right there. Yeah. I could go to Monaco. So now I'm starting now, but then I get into my ambient haze late at night. Every Instagram ad, Facebook, every ad that I am getting now is, are you still interested in traveling to Belgium?
What? Where did Belgium come up? That's very
no idea. Because everybody wants to go to Spain. Everybody wants to go to France or whatever. We were like, Belgium. Belgium would be cool to go to. But then I didn't realize till I looked on the map that I could go to a bunch of places from Belgium.
That's what people do. Like they'll go on a cruise and they'll hit like a couple different cities in northern Spain, maybe northern France, and then they go to like Antwerp or Brussels. And then they'll go like through Eastern Europe and they'll keep going.
I was with, I told you we went to dinner with the British couple that we're friends with who used as useful as a chocolate teapot, which I'm putting into my regular everyday vocabulary. But he had said to me, so where would you, he travels, part of his job, he travels everywhere. And he goes to Cannes every year. And so I said, what I would like to do, something I've always had in mind, I would like to gamble in Monaco. That's always, have you done it?
I won at Monaco.
You did?
Yes. I've told
did
you
I
the story.
That?
Yeah, I've told you the story on the air before.
Yeah, he did tell
you. Did you wear a suit?
No, but they do have an actual what's it called? Like clothes restriction. What's
dress code.
Right. So my brother and I knew that, so we wore jeans and like button downs, but my brother's girlfriend at the time had like one rip in her jeans, like one tiny little rip in
wouldn't
her
let
jeans.
Her in.
They wouldn't let her in. Yeah.
Because I went, we spent, I don't know, maybe a week at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. This was a summer trip that Lori and DJ and I went on. The Greenbrier, I mean, this is waspy, you know, old money, don't tell them you're Jewish kind of place. But they have in West Virginia, inside the Greenbrier, a small casino that is only for Greenbrier guests. But you have to wear a jacket.
Really?
Not a button down. You have to wear a jacket And I knew it before we went. I would never pack a jacket for a summer trip, but I did. And I went gambling there, and I thought it was fun as hell. And I want to go to Monaco, and I think I could go there from Belgium. Hey, what the hell are we talking about?
It's a little far, Hawk. No. Belgium to Monaco, a little farther.
But like how long?
I mean, I don't know the exact.
Like an hour plane ride?
No.
You act like you're a European tour guide.
I've been to Europe like 6 times, so I think I'm qualified to speak on this. And I've been to Monaco. Literally, I went to Monaco.
Have you been to Belgium?
Never been to Belgium.
You know why I want to go to Belgium? I'll tell you why. I love their French fries.
Who?
Belgian fries. Mm-hmm. Best style of French fry.
Belgian fry?
Mm-hmm.
I know the waffles. There's a Belgian
fry?
Yeah,
I mean, the waffles go without saying.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's get headlines. We're getting sidetracked here about stuff that we have no business talking about. But you're saying it's too far to go to Monaco from Belgium?
I'm not saying it's too far, but you kind of just made it seem like, oh, I'll go to Belgium, then I'll go to Monaco.
Well, like, I thought it'd be like, if I'm in Belgium, then I go an hour plane ride and I'm in Monaco, and then another hour and I'm in France or whatever. So I do 4 days there, 3 days there.
Yeah, probably.
Long story short, I'm going to be off for like 4 or 5 weeks.
Belgian fries are steak fries.
Well, we call them steak frites in Belgium.
But you hate steak fries, but you want Belgian fries?
They're not steak fries.
They're thick cut fried. They're thick cut fries.
You're getting Americanized Belgian fries. I'm talking about the real ones.
Oh, the Belgian potatoes.
You know what I'm talking about.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. How am I going to describe this on the podcast? This entire segment. Somebody give me help with that, because I don't know what we talked about.
I don't know.
Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. Here's your Dolphins training camp notes from today. River Craycraft wore the orange jersey today at practice. We know that.
We're trying to get his playlist. I put Jimmy on this at 2 o'clock, Crowder. Have you found anything, Jimmy?
I found nothing.
All right, keep searching.
Have you scrolled?
Because I want to know, what do you think River Craycraft chose for his, you know, he gets to choose all the music because he's got the orange jersey.
Thunder Rolls, Garth Brooks.
That's a good guess. Yeah, we guess some country. Like, I'm very curious to see what his playlist is.
This is real cute, this whole have a good game, make a playlist. When I played, it was just the black guys got to choose.
Even if they had a bad game.
Yeah, it was this was very racial. And we play Phil Collins for Zach Thomas every now and again. That's it.
That was nice here.
Yeah.
So you weren't letting John Beck decide what songs you were listening to during practice?
No. They actually tried to do it. What was the strength coach? I think my last year the strength coach came in and it was a new guy. The guy got fired or whatever. And he was like, hey, we're going to have a rotation of, you know, how many years you're in the league, and we're going to have the list up and guys can check off if they want to pick the music, you know, every day. And then the contingents of black players were like, no, coach, we pick the music. And he said, okay, black guys.
I'd have picked the music. No one gets in between me and my music selection. That's very important to me.
It got your ass locked in the handicap stall.
Not when it comes to music, no. Who's the biggest guy on your team?
Oh, who is it? Vern, maybe Big Cat.
Taking him down in 30 seconds, play my music. Everybody would have been on notice.
Big Vern?
That's right.
Kerry?
That's right. No one's getting in the way of me and Hall & Oates.
I would love to see you get around Big Vern to get to that closet with the music in it.
Somebody texts in, the casino in Monaco, very different than in America. There's no yelling, screaming, no bells on the slot machines. He says it's very boring. Is that true, Solana?
It was a bit boring, but it was still pretty badass. You feel like you're in a James Bond movie. Every dealer is wearing like just
a
beautiful tux, like French or Italian silk, just beautiful tuxedo. And they are very serious. Played some blackjack and played some roulette, but they didn't have craps. It almost seemed like tourists, you come this way. High rollers, we gotcha. You won't be bothered by these stupid Americans, which is probably where I was. But it still felt like being in a luxurious casino.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Hit him over the head too, Crowder. $75 I got him. $75 That's not bad.
Look at you, man. Hey. You shut Monaco down for the night.
You hit who in the head?
$75
Lemonade stand?
That's like 120.
You robbed the lemonade stand?
That's like 111 euro or something, man.
What were you? What were you playing? Blackjack?
Yeah, blackjack and little roulette as well.
Mm.
You playing $2 hands?
I think he was playing the 10-cent chips.
Their denominations are different. If 75 is hitting them in the head.
Trying to see if Joe Shad tweeted anything about the Joe Shad and Omar Kelly have been on it. You know what the Oxcord user has been playing, but I haven't seen anything.
The Somebody says it's 700 miles from Belgium to Monaco. I can't do that.
Wow.
Bro, yes. I'm telling you, Monaco's in southern France.
Monaco's in France?
Well, it's its own country, but it is. It's
That's what I thought. Okay.
But all it's right. in France. It's its own like little territory, but it is in France.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying? It's like a mall?
Cannes is south of France.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next to Lille.
Monaco's where the Pope lives?
Or Nice, not Lille. Nice. No, not where the Pope lives.
Mm.
So you answer a lot of questions real fast and then don't know the answer.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, it is. No, it isn't.
Then if we ever have to go back to the tape, I mean, technically, one of those answers
You've
is
said
right.
every answer, right, yeah.
The Dolphins did make a move, by the way, a roster move. They signed former UM and St. Thomas Aquinas receiver Mike Harley Jr.
Let's go.
They waived Chasen Hines. He was an offensive lineman.
All right.
A reminder, Team USA does play Serbia in the semifinal tomorrow at 3 p.m. Germany, France.
Oh, isn't women's basketball starting right about now?
Yeah, at 3. Oh, we didn't bet anything, man.
No.
Oh.
Find it.
Germany, France is the other semifinal at 11:30. Lauri Markkanen got paid by Utah today, $238 million. So anybody out there who was hoping that the Heat would still be in the market for a Markkanen trade, kiss those
wishes
goodbye. Yeah. Inter Miami, they host Toronto FC. Tomorrow night, round of 32, Leagues Cup action. Your weather.
All right, when they say this game starts at 3:30, I mean, that game started at 3:30. This isn't like the NBA that starts at, you know, 3:48. And that game started.
They're punctual overseas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. I mean, they all have like nap time throughout the day too, you know? How hard is it to be ready for 3:30 when you've been sleeping?
Oh, listen, you're eating these fries all day long. I mean, sluggish. Big old steak fries.
Partly cloudy tonight. The lows will drop to, I don't know, like upper 80s, low 70s. That is your weather.
They drop in the low 70s.
Low 80s, upper 70s, excuse me.
I don't think it's dropping to the upper 70s. I don't know if you've been outside at night. But...
at night, right? It gets to like 79, 78 when the sun goes
there down. On the Jersey Shore?
He just makes up.
No, I mean, look at the low. The low every night is 79, 78.
I don't buy that.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Well, I wish I would have bet something on this USA game, but Solana couldn't hone in. He did yesterday. We won some money on Devin Booker yesterday.
You are listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Holy cannoli.
Hawk and Crowder. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I have some sound from Mike McDaniel that I want to play for you. Maybe we'll do it at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. This is interesting. ESPN Bet did three wagers that they like for every NFL team this coming season. Okay. So, and this is from their different, prognosticators at ESPN Bet. But here's what they have for the Dolphins. Here are the three wagers that they like for the Dolphins this coming season. Over under 9.5 wins is the line. They write, Miami should once again have one of the most explosive offenses in the NFL. Tyreek Hill was tracking toward the first ever 2,000-yard receiving season before he got hurt. Devon Achane had maybe the most explosively efficient season ever by a running back as a rookie. The writer here says, I fully expect Mike McDaniel to once again have some new wrinkles in this offense for the rest of the league to contend with. It's going to be tough to get to 10-plus wins in the AFC East, but I think Miami can go over 9.5 wins if the offense stays healthy. That's the first bet they like. Right. I like over 9.5 as well. And I have to tell you, if it ends up, I don't care how tough the AFC East is. I don't care how tough their schedule is. If they end up 9-8,
terrible.
8-9, an absolute failure of a season.
That, and you're not making the playoffs. You're not making the playoffs in the AFC at 8-9. I mean, 9-8. You would not make it. There are going to be too many teams. AFC North is going to have two come out. AFC East got three that can play right now if Aaron Rodgers comes back. Like, yeah, man, they're going to win. I love that bet. They're going to win 10. 10-7, that seems easy to me.
Man, I disagree wholeheartedly. And you know the expectations I'm putting on the Dolphins, probably higher than anybody else. But to me, again, it doesn't matter. Like, if they start out slow because the defense isn't where it needs to be, and because you have a new defensive coordinator, and maybe Tua and the offense don't look as great as they did last year early on.
It's a disaster if they don't. If the defense stumbles out of the gate, the offense has to make up for it. Look at what Tyreek is getting. Look at what Tua is getting. Mike McDaniel is an offensive guru. Like, they have to score 30, 35, 40 points a game.
Hawk, look at what happened. And I know that Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs are much better than the Dolphins. But look at the Kansas City Chiefs this recent season. They looked bad. There were people saying they might not make the playoffs. Like, writing off Patrick Mahomes, which nobody should do. And they still figured it out at the end. Like, to me, if the Dolphins do go 9-8 but sneak into the playoffs, maybe health played a factor. Maybe, you know, they just weren't perfect early on. Who cares? Like, I'm more focused on what they do later. If they go 9-8 but win two playoff games, it's not a disaster,
well,
right?
I agree, but yeah. Look out below if they go 9-8. If this season is an average season, a 500 season after Tua's contract, Tyreek's contract, Mike McDaniel in year, what is this, year three? Year three?
Yeah.
Like, look out, man. Here's number two. From ESPN Bet. Devon Achan, over 775.5 rushing yards. After watching what Achan did in 2023, I'm fully expecting big things in his second season. Achan only played in 11 games as a rookie, but rushed for 800 yards and averaged 7.8 yards per attempt. His workload should increase from the mere 103 attempts he saw last year. I love taking his over on rushing yards right now. I wouldn't be surprised if this closes above 850 yards by the time we get to the week one kickoff. McDaniel's going to have fun finding creative ways to get the speedy HN the ball in space. It's a good point that he makes. Yeah. The over-under right now is about 775.5 yards. Could close at 850 the more people keep betting the over on HN.
And Mostert's getting older. You wanna showcase your draft pick. They drafted another running back. You know, let's show the future of this team. Mostert's not gonna, he's still gonna start, but Achane was balling. I can ride with that one as well.
And then the third one from ESPN Bet. Week one, Dolphins -3.5 versus the Jaguars, which by the way, I believe is Solana's best bet of week one. They write, one of the most difficult situational tests in all of football is playing an early season game in Miami. The heat and humidity is stifling as the Dolphins put their opponents on a sun-drenched sideline and make them wear their dark uniforms. Mike McDaniel's offenses have always looked their most potent early in the season before the newest wrinkles get put on tape. Even though I think Trevor Lawrence is the better quarterback in this game, I'll still ride with the Dolphins -3.5.
Love that one as well.
They're right, though. Mike McDaniel, he may get figured out later in the season, but at the beginning of the season, when he's had the entire offseason to work on new wrinkles for the offense, that's when it all should be a surprise. You're not going to see it in the preseason.
No, and the Dolphins had the best offense statistically. What, yards, points per game, yards per game, passing yards per game, all that stuff. You're building on that. The Jaguars' offense last year at times couldn't pee a drop. So now you're trying to figure out your offense where the Dolphins now are building on the number one offense in the league. I totally agree with that. And I've told y'all, we beat teams we should not have beaten in the first 3 weeks of the season because they just can't come to South Florida and deal with the heat. That's 100%. That's a great handicap.
Those are the three ESPN Bet Dolphins bets. Dolphins over 9.5 wins. Achane over 775.5 rushing yards for the season. And Dolphins -3.5 week one against the Jags. The 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We're going to get to some Mike McDaniel sound that will make you bang your head against a wall.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
No, 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 baby. It's me, Baboni.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.